views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host today, Tracy L., and we have an incredible guest. Selena Moon is with us today. And if you missed our show last week with Sonia Merti, you want to make sure you check it out right here on Transformation Talk Radio, or you can also check it out on the website at tracylclark.com. Before we get going, it's the spirit of giving. Is the Thanksgiving weekend in Canada is coming. So for all our American listeners and everybody else around the world, you get a few extra bonuses today. I just wanted to talk one about, if you haven't joined our newsletter, I encourage you to at tracylclark.com. We have an incredible 18-minute audio clearing download that actually sifts you and shifts you and makes life amazing. You can listen to it in your car. It's so great. And plus, bi-weekly, you always get the updates of what's happening at tracylclark.com and all the new things that are going on. So you are going to hear some incredible stuff today about moving from the old to the new. Like I said, we have Selena here today. I'm so excited that she's here. She has been gone through her journey of going through disempowerment, feeling lost like a lot of us have, you know, and really feeling like you don't fit. And how do you fit? How do you get back on track? She's a teacher, a speaker. She has her own television show, and she's really breaking it into the world in a new way. As a lot of us that come to help to change and transition you, we've had to go through our own journeys. However, what I'm so excited to talk to her about today is the old ways are leaving and the new ways are coming. So we're going to have a great conversation. So welcome, Selena. I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so exciting to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a while. So
I know we're going to have a lot of fun. You know, like I said, you've been through your journey. You've gone ups and downs. You know, you help to coach people and motivate them now. And we've had this great conversation the other day about the old to the new. And a lot of people, I get chills. A lot of people don't. I'm just like head to toe, which you guys know that spirit. That's always, we say, as one of my clients always says, spirit approved. I love it. And really coming back out into the world. And one of the things, and I've had to do this, you've done this, we have to sometimes when we're in this world, it can get very overwhelming as well.
Yes.
And we have to take a break back and really connect with God and say, okay, what do I really want for me? Do I want my message to come? And so what did you find the biggest transition when you took a break going in with who you are and going, oh my God, I have to do this all new now?
Yeah, well, to begin with, I realized that I got caught up in just being so others focused. And I realized that what I was teaching others, I actually stopped eventually doing for myself because I became so consumed with teaching others. And I realized how quick it was to have this almost Messiah complex where I just wanted to, which happens when you just suddenly wake up and you just feel like you have all this amazing spiritual knowledge to share. And I ended up going through the repercussions of that quite intensely, where I actually got to a place where my body, my mind, my soul were just like, enough with everybody else for a moment here and just go back into you and really find your human. Because when you're so connected to spirit, you're just, and I know you, I can speak for you as well, Tracy, you're just always getting these downloads, and I can see your face and I can see your eyes, and it's just amazing to witness you. And I love witnessing you because it's so amazing to me to see how you manage the human and the spirit simultaneously. And this was really one of my biggest lessons, is how do I stay in my center pertaining to my needs while simultaneously serving my purpose and others.
Yes. And that, you know, that humility thing, right? Of going low. Yeah. And I always say it's hard as humans. We're not taught that. And it's like, okay, how am I going to go low? And like you said, it's very easy to get caught up, isn't it? That you want to make sure you serve your clients and your people and everybody's okay. And all of a sudden it becomes more of a grabby energy rather than a, you know, an exchange where they're really getting that transformation.
Yeah, and that's partially my fault. Like, I do take responsibility for that because I realized that I had this thing going on where I needed validation for my gifts.
Yes, and you have incredible gifts and intuitive gifts, and it's one of the things that makes you stand out. But one of the things that I love, and I really hope everybody listens to this, is you. This is where true, I don't know if I like that word, mastery or evolvement, whatever anybody wants to call it, but this is where it comes when we come and we're able to step back and look at ourselves and go, okay, we can help these people, but I'm going to step back and say, what do I need right now? What do I require? And you know as well as I do, I just went through a similar thing of revamping my business, and people are like, I don't like that, I don't like that. But if we don't stand in our truth and our power in terms of our internal, what we require, we're no good to anybody.
That's it. And that's it. And I felt like I'm just done learning the lesson. Like, I just finally got to a point where I was like, this lesson is repeating itself in multiple different ways through multiple different people in multiple different areas of my life. Clearly, I needed a wake-up call. So it was like a year of just complete discomfort. And I moved into this basement and I just hid from the world.
Right? And just kind of unplug. And I love, okay, you just said something and I want you to expand on this. So many people, when they take, they wake up or they take a spiritual walk or they are connecting to God different, however they want to call it, no right, no wrong. They think it's all, oh, namaste. And I love what you just said because it's not.
No, no.
It's not, is it? No. Can you explain a little bit more of that for the people? Because I try to tell it and sometimes it's like someone else that's like gone through this. It's because it is. It can be very painful and very uncomfortable and you'll want to run away. And you didn't run away.
No. Well, here's the thing that I realized is that when I was in my namaste and having that whole Messiah complex, it was also very clear that I was running from my darkness. Yeah. And I realized the hard way that it's through the darkness where the light is born.
Correct.
And if we're not going to allow ourselves to experience the darkness and actually look at it and be like, okay, there's a lot of shit going on here. What can I learn instead of how can I run from this and avoid this? So, and often this is such a subconscious program that I don't even think we know when we're doing it.
Oh, right? I totally agree. So many times you get triggered, you get upset. And a lot of people, when they're in the spiritual realm, I'm just going to put that realm in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's my intuition, or you're bad, or I should run away, or whatever they want to label it.
Right.
And that, those are our biggest lessons, right? And that darkness does, that's why they call it, I guess, dark night of the soul, right? You got to hit that bottom. That's not fun. It's like, being reborn. You're like, oh my God, what's going on here? Is all these layers are just peeling off.
And when I moved into this basement, I'm out now, but when I moved into the basement, it was infested with spiders. And the landlord said to me, this place has never had so many spiders. I don't know what it is about why all of a sudden there's all these spiders. And I knew from that moment that this was something bigger than just a basement having a spider infestation. I realized that those spiders were my medicine. And for the first about 2 months, I couldn't even sleep at night because I was so worried they were all going to crawl into my mouth. I'd wake up and I'd go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I'd be worried that I'd step on one. Like, it was just getting to the point where I was like, I got
that visualization, spiders just coming out of your mouth. I'm invading, Selena.
And I used to be the one that said, don't hurt the animals, don't hurt the bugs. Everything has a purpose in life. And here I am preaching all this stuff, and here I am in my darkness getting all these.
With your flies, water, go away, go away. You're making it rain every day.
It was a rude awakening, is what that was.
Yeah. Well, so true, right? We've all been there when we get in our righteous moments. And then that thing we're preachy about comes back in our face and we're like, oh shit, I gotta do this again. I gotta relook at this, right?
So
when you explain to people, because I love this symbol you use, I know what it is, but I want from your voice for them, the spiders, the infestation. What did you get from that message, that download?
Yeah, It was really powerful. So there was a lot going on there. So I started really, it's 11:11 at our time here.
I know.
So
you.
Just cut it. So the spider to me, and I would love to hear your experience of the spider, but for me, the spider represents like how everything in life is just like interwoven, that web of life, and how like you have to remember that it's a very sensitive life that we're living, and that silk thread is very, very soft and very delicate. And if you go too hard too fast, you know, you're going to break the whole spider web. And it's a very delicate thing. And then also recognizing the number 8 being super powerful coming into my life this year quite a bit. And I think many of you have been seeing the number 8 quite a bit lately. And then also just seeing what it's like to be earthy, to connect back to the earth, because I was so connected to the heavens that I forgot what it was like to feel like I was in my body. So I wasn't fully exercising the way that I used to, or eating the way that I used to. Once I got into my spiritual dimension, I let all of that go. And so it was a big like wake up call, come back into your body and experience real fear. And I was really in fear. Like I remember feeling a lot of fear, and I was just thinking, I haven't felt this much fear in years. And the fear was so, so, so strong. And it really just brought me back into my body.
Yes.
And since then, I started realizing, okay, this is what it's like to be human again. I can really feel my hands again. I can really feel my legs again. I can feel my muscles contract when I'm moving. And those were things that I disconnected from when I went into the other realm. So the spiders were the biggest blessing. And yes. Now I have no fear of spiders. Now I'm like, oh my God, that's a cute little thing, right?
You're not friend. Well, it depends what they look like where you are. But yeah. You're right. A lot of times you're talking about with that woven, that very fun. I equate a lot when we're moving and energy and changing, right? I'm like, it's like that fine spider web of connection, right? How we're all connected around the world. And it's really, I really like how, what you said, I agree with 1,000%. The other thing that people don't get is when we do a lot of shifting in our bodies, it's so much nicer to be up in that heavenly realm that is just, it's free, you float, but it does disconnect you. I know that supernatural realm is way more fun, right? Sometimes in the earth realm. And quite often people forget, and I've done it too, where we forget we need both Mother Earth and up into the heavenly realm to really keep that grounded and feel body. Did you notice that when you were there, and it was interesting how you said you just let everything else go in the physical body.
Yeah.
So the realization of coming back into the physical body must have felt pretty dense, pretty heavy.
It did. It was very uncomfortable. And I realized that I was fantasizing all my relationships. So one thing that came through was all of my connections were based on, I was seeing people for their soul rather than seeing people for their actions and what their words were.
We look in the soul and we're like, but it's so
beautiful. You're so beautiful. And it's like, but this is actually kind of not nice to me.
Kind of sucks your luck.
So there was a lot of awareness that came through, even the way I was dealing with relationships. I just wanted to see everybody's soul all the time. I didn't want to see their darkness, which is a sign of my own darkness. So there was a lot of stuff that I had to face in the last year that really brought me back into my body.
Yeah. And back into really service on a whole new level. And, you know, this is something that a lot of people, and I know we're going to expand more on the show today, is a lot of people are still stuck in a very old ways of looking. And for people who have been on the show before, and you've heard me say this, right? It's like an old computer 10 years and today, and you open them up, they don't look the same. So why do people think we have to still continue in this same old way of being? And I think that when you go through these dark nights and you go through these realizations of really looking in, you do start to look at a lot of the belief systems we carry or the teachings we've been given. I'm like, okay, those can go now.
Yeah.
You notice that.
A lot of the spiritual teachings that I used to study no longer even resonate with me anymore. And even when I look at what I was teaching or writing 2 years ago, and I just, you know, someone will share a post and I'll be like, oh, like I'm not triggered by it, but I'm definitely looking at it saying like, oh, I used to think that way. Or I used to write.
I found myself the other day, and I'm going to say it because I love to be transparent. I'm like, oh, that's so 80s. What's going on here? I'm like, people don't talk like that anymore. If you really understand what's happening, we're not in there. Like, get the leg warmers off. So, you know, I'm like, so, and a lot of times what happens in this space is people aren't, they do stay in same teachings and it doesn't transition. It doesn't change. It's like, there it goes. It's like, it's so 80s. So I just noticed we got to run to a break.
Okay.
So we're going to take a minute. And if I want to get into this conversation when we get back.
Yes.
Let people know where they can find you. I know you have workshops and you have coaching, but where can they first find you if they want to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. The best place to get me is selenamoon.ca, S-E-L-E-N-A moon, like the moon, M-O-O-N.ca. That's where you'll find all the juiciness.
All the good stuff. Okay, we're going to come right back after break where we're going to talk more with Selena about going from that old to the new and what that really looks like for you. And as we get into the rest of the hour, she's going to give you some of her favorite tips as well for making it through a day. So we'll be right back.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are here with Selena Moon. We have been talking about a lot of things. Most importantly, though, I really want to dive into this because I know we have limited time here. How, like, when you woke up, and I've seen this, we've had great conversations on this, of going from this old paradigm to the new paradigm of understanding when you're connecting and energy and things you used to study that you don't do anymore. So what was your realization of that? Because it's coming fast and people have to realize that we got to dump a lot of old ways of, especially in the spiritual camp of how people did it. It's not working for them anymore.
No, and it won't, because I just think that there's more and more an increasing amounts of light hitting our planet. And as there's increasing amounts of light hitting our planet, the way that we operate is, let's just say healers, even though we don't like the word, transformational.
That's what I always say. Yeah, yes. We have transformation talk radio, transformation specialists. Let's stay with transforming people.
Transforming people. And the business of, in the, not even business, it's like a, it's not a business thing. It's a life thing, right? In the life of transforming others, there's this consistent evolution that's going to keep happening for us. And if we become stagnant, we hold on to principles like symbols or words or labels that are actually, at some point we're convinced that these are the things that are going to help people heal. And at one point they did, I really do believe that they did. However, we're exponentially increasing our frequency on this planet. And as a result of that, we no longer need to wear the old labels and use the old symbols to transform people anymore. And that's because there's just so much more light hitting, I believe, that we're more advanced now. So every single person, and this is my belief, and you can tell me whether you're in alignment with this or not, but I really believe that we all have our own modality. Every individual on this planet has a modality to transform people. And whether that's how they walk, how they breathe, how they speak, the tone of their voice, the shape of their eyes, the shape of their smile, the energy of their face and their skin, every little thing about us is very significant. And I really believe that if we were to all own our own abilities as individuals to assist in the evolution of the planet, we would no longer need to grasp on to old paradigms where we have to shape shift ourselves in order to access old information.
Oh, so, you know what? I agree with you 1,000%. You couldn't have said it better. And I know that when I started to learn how my hands and voice were the way of transmission, right? And even when I started to create a method to help people connect to self, and people had a hard time with that. I'm like, you're not getting a manual. I'm going to teach you what your body's doing and how to connect to spirit yourself, how you move through your own self. I had people from other modalities going, you can't teach them that. Like, they need my symbol. They have to do it this way and this way. And they have a hard time transitioning, going, what do you mean I'm not following a manual? What do you mean I'm not following a symbol? I'm like, because that's done now. You need to learn how to fully connect and use your gift. And what you said is 100% accurate. And that's where you start to see that transformation and people come faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I think, is still taught to how we are taught to learn, right? In school, you take a textbook for 12 years, you're learning in the book. It's all old information anyways. And then it is though. And then we go into university and that's all old information. Can I brainwash you just how to think a certain way? So when they come into learning how to connect, they're looking for a manual. They're looking for direction. And I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'm sure people will get upset by it, but meditation doesn't work anymore the way it used to. You know, all those affirmations don't work the way they used to. And people will come and say, I meditate, it doesn't work. I'm like, yeah, because it doesn't anymore. Haven't you noticed that?
I've noticed that there's people in old paradigms still that I feel like sometimes they need meditation as a tool to bring them into the new paradigm still. So, but those who have kind of crossed the threshold, I've noticed a significant decrease in the need for meditation. And that's because we always have access to light. My favorite analogy that you've ever used is the secretary and CEO. I don't know if you've shared it on your radio show before.
I haven't shared it on the radio, but if you've been in any of my lectures or classes, I love that. Yeah, share it. It's my favorite. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is one of the things that I love about you, Tracy, is that you just have the most really simplified ways of expressing the most obscure pieces of information. And this to me was just a genius concept. It's like, if you have access to the CEO, why would you go to the secretary? It just doesn't make any sense.
No offense to secretaries. We love them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why don't we just move our energy straight to the awareness that we have access to this? And a lot of that secretariness was coming from a need to be needed or a need to have a purpose or to validate. And I think it served a purpose. I really do feel like a lot of the secretaries in the world actually benefited from that experience. And now that we're evolving past that, we no longer need to say, come to me, I'm the one to save you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. Like, no. Come and we'll shift you and empower you so you can go out and help others, but other people Exactly. And I think a lot of that comes from, I think, that going to the secretary so they can fix you, I think a lot of times still comes from old psychology points of view. You know, we go sit with therapists hour after hour, week after week to be heard. Yeah. Not to transform, but to be heard. So I'm not saying there isn't a need for that. That's not what I'm saying, people. There is a need or a place. But when we get to a different level, we start to understand we can go and connect direct. And I know it's what you do so beautifully. And I know I want you to give your tips before we come back after the, well, actually when we come back after the break, because I know you have some great things that you can help people with and just some tips in their day to get through. But before we head to break, I know it goes so quickly.
It does.
I know you have an offer that you want to also share to the listeners to come and help and really get empowered to the CEO. Yes.
Because
you're like me that way. It's like, we don't want to be at the secretary. You really have that same goal and vision. It's why I love talking to you so much, that we want people to be empowered, making their decisions, feeling confident, feeling strong. And that's what I love so much about your work, is that you have that same message. You don't want them to be always coming to you going, help, 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 help. So what, share with our audience before we go, what you put together for them and how they can then access you for that.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited because I have not ever done anything like this before or in a long time.
I know.
But it's because I tuned in and I just felt like, you know what, this is a beautiful time right now to just give people a quick glimpse of what it's like to transform quickly. So what I wanted to offer for those of you guys who are listening today is 3 private one-on-one sessions with me. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. There is absolutely no parameters to how this operates itself. Sometimes you may walk out of there feeling like your whole body feels different and you might have what I like to call a Tracy hangover or a Selena hangover.
Oh, that's been adopted. Yes. The Selena hangover now, you can have it too.
Just a hangover. Spirit hangover, really. So there's that opportunity. And so I normally do sessions that are anywhere from like 10 to 20 sessions for people, but I really want to give people who are curious an opportunity to just learn what it's like to tap into themselves at a deeper level. So it's just a quick 3 sessions that we'll do probably weekly or every other week. And the normal fee for that would be $450, but today I want to give it to all of you listening for $390. And it's only for the first 5 people to reach out. So how to reach out? You can actually just email me, subject line transformation to the Selena Moon Project at gmail.com. So the first 5 people to email me transformation in the subject line to the Selena Moon Project at gmail.com will receive this offer of 3 sessions for $390 through Zoom, through Skype, through the phone, depending on where you are in the world, depending on the situation. You're going to really have that opportunity to get clear within yourself as to how to connect from here to here directly, no secretary involved. And we're going to just create the shift.
I love it. See, spirit of giving. It's awesome. Thanksgiving weekend's up here this weekend in Canada. So you get it. So we will be right back after the break with Selena Moon.
Awesome.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Selena Moon. And you know what? We were talking before the break about the transition from the old to the new. And I want to know, what would be your suggestions to people that there's a lot of people right now that don't understand this, like we were saying, old to new. They're like, no, we have to keep doing it. So what would be some of the tips you'd say to someone, you know, that you could even do to start to go, I got to let go of these old systems, because they're like friends, right? They're like, I do my affirmations every day. No, I meditate like 2 hours a day. And I'm like, oh boy, you know, so they're their friends. And this paradigm. So what would be your suggestion that some of the people listening, one or two things they might be able to take away and say, I could do that and slowly transition?
Well, for those of you guys who have attended any of my workshops or have heard more about me speak about these things, my number one thing is all creativity. I just really believe in the power of creativity, because it's the other side of the brain, right? Because it's the left side of our brain is the part of our brain that's overactive in this culture. In our Western world, we're just so concerned, how do I do this and what are the steps? Because as Tracy mentioned earlier, this is how we're taught in the school system. So our brain believes that we need to have a step-by-step process to do everything. And if you go and you study your human design, or you go and you explore the world of spirit, you'll see that there's not as many parameters as you think there are. A lot of them are self-imposed or imposed by society or culture or family or religion, right? So it's so important for us to be able to break free from that. And so what I say to people is, go explore the arts. Whatever you do, whether it's painting, you're just going to go throw a bunch of stuff on a canvas, see what happens. Don't plan to draw an owl and paint it perfectly. No, just go make a mess, right? Like, just go make a mess somewhere, whether it's with sound and instruments, whether it's just playing with children and going into a playground and just saying, I'm just going to let go and have some fun and see if I end up on a slide or a swing. Or I'm just going to take a bunch of markers and just look at what happens when I start scribbling. Or I'm going to start singing and let all the sound out of my body and see what comes up. Who cares how it looks? Who cares how it sounds? Who cares what happens? As long as you feel good in the doing of it, you will start to expand your mind, and your brain will start to balance between the left and the right hemisphere. And then once you have that balance again, then it'll start to, you'll start to see it in all aspects of your life. Like, wow, do I really need to follow the recipe to a tea, or can I throw in some cinnamon?
Right? I love that. You know, I always said, it's so funny you said this, October is the month of play, right? As we get ready for the holidays. Yeah. And you're so right. Like, how many times, and people said, well, I can't go watch that kids movie. I'm like, why? Oh, because they're going to think poorly of me, or I'm sitting here watching a kids movie. Or, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we forget. I went trampolining one time with my friend about a year ago. I love trampolining. But we were shocked. We were jumping, having a fun time. Here are these women, you know, 40s, 50s, having a good time. But the parents were like this. And they were staring at us like, you guys are insane. What are you doing? And we got off. They're like, well, that's kind of crazy. Adults aren't supposed to jump. And my friend's like, what do you mean? Like, you're not allowed to have fun because you're an adult. And you've triggered on that because people get to be adults and they forget to have fun. But the childlike faith and play energy is the key to co-creation.
It is. It's the biggest secret that nobody seems to get until they actually go into it. And when you're out of it and you're looking at it, it's a very different experience than being in it.
Yeah. And even just putting on that music and singing or dancing like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like your body, like all that physiology that the body, like it starts to connect and you see, and you've seen this. I know when you do that, the three vertebrae, like the three nervous systems come together, right? Yeah. And they go up the vertebrae and all of a sudden you have this incredible transformation happening.
Yeah. It's like the eyes start to light up. Yeah. You'll notice that your face starts to look more symmetrical. People will just actually be drawn to you wherever you go when you're really creative, I find, because people are craving that. So they feel the energy of the people out there who are being creative. You don't even have to tell people you're an artist, but people will be drawn to you because they're like, there's something about you that I want to experience for myself. So our souls on a soul level, I feel, are actually wanting this freedom.
Well, so it is. Yeah. And haven't you noticed, like there's been all those studies done that, you know, when you listen to incredible music that makes you happy and want to dance, the body actually lets go of a lot of sickness, illness, and disease. Yeah. Or when you're in creative, like whether you're drawing or whether you're playing music, it doesn't matter what it is. But when you're in that space, the body lets go. And there's been studies, but it's like nobody pays attention to it.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest restoration, not healing, problem, but it is. It's so great. Yeah. Laughter, watching, and being a child again. Like it's so invigorating.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's my tip. That's my tip to anybody who just wants to break free is to actually go do something. Even if you're just playing in a sandbox, or I've just been making these bracelets, even just like playing around with jewelry and crystals and stuff. Like, you know, at one point in my life, I would have said, that's silly, right? That's silly. Why would you spend time doing those things? And now I'm realizing, wow, this is really bringing a lot into my world. And even just like mixing and alchemizing different essential oils and playing around with stuff like that, and scents and just touch and just flavors and all kinds of fun things that we have access to. It's so important for us to be able to explore the real world and all the senses. Yeah. And I think that's really what's going to get us out of here and into here and into the awareness of what's out there and what's in here.
And it's the same thing. It is the same thing. And what you just said too about the sensory system. Yeah. So often when I look at somebody's sensory system, and you've probably seen this, they're really only using one. So, you know, they're not feeling, they're not hearing, they're not seeing, they're not tasting. Yeah. Like you just said, like a new flavor can do incredible things to the body, or a new sound where you're like, whoa, where'd that sound come from? It's beautiful.
Yes.
Or when, and waking these up, like nobody even talks about that very much.
Definitely. And it's really interesting to me because I think there could be more studies that would show the, if like I changed my bed sheets last night. I had the best sleep ever.
Yes.
And it was just like all I did, we didn't have plumbing yesterday. Yeah. I was telling you a story. So I couldn't shower. I couldn't like even drink enough water because I was worried that we'd run out from for this morning. So, I mean, it was like a very big deal because I couldn't have the things that I normally wanted to have, which was just washing my hands, going to the bathroom. Those are not things of luxuries that I had yesterday. And so when I changed my sheets, it was like, oh, like this is amazing.
Yeah, those fresh sheets. And actually, it's funny because your bedding energetically has a lot to do with how you feel. It's true. I say to people, like, what you should, there is that old thing. I know our mother said it, change your sheet every week, but there is a lot of energy behind that as it collects things while we're sleeping. And just that alone, right, makes you feel incredible.
Yeah.
And
I switched from sage to Palo Santo this week too, and felt a huge shift there too. So just shaking things up.
And that's where also letting people know that it's okay to let go of things. I grew up on a Native reserve half time as a child. So I really knew sage well, love sage. And then all of a sudden I had to move away from it. And all I've been able to do is Palo Santo and frankincense. It's not saying that's not great and lovely, but I realized from my body, I wasn't able to use it anymore. And at first I had to, I'm like, oh, I'm going to let this go. I'm like, yeah, but my body doesn't like it. So that's okay. Maybe it'll like it later. But even in those things where people have to start to realize, we have to move where our bodies are telling us.
Yes. Yes. Really listening to what is it that my body's saying, right?
Exactly. I know we have to take another quick commercial break. So again, I want them to know. Now, do you have your, can you give them your Instagram handle where they can find you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they can find me on Instagram at Selena Moon Magic. Otherwise they can also look me up on Facebook. It's just Selena Moon. You'll see a picture of me. Add me to, if you're adding me to Facebook, please, please, please send me a message and just say, hey, I heard you on Tracy's show, because I get invites all the time. I think you do too, Tracy.
Oh, you know
sometimes
what?
Sometimes we don't really know where they're coming from.
No,
so.
You know what? I've had to unfriend people, and that's a great tip. I'm going to tell you, you can do that for me too, if you want, please do that, because I have like literally 3,000 requests there and I don't even go through them anymore. I don't, it's just so if you say, or I see you, or you said, this is me, love it. That's a great tip. Then we can say exactly. Go there and find us and really integrate. Perfect. All right. Yes. You guys got to check her out. We're going to be right back for our final segment on Transformation Talk Radio here, where we are going to just dive in a little bit deeper to some things that you can do to go from the old to the new and really start to see how you can transform your life and really start to live an extraordinary way of living and a miraculous way of living, because it's yours waiting for the taking. We'll be right back after the break. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. So much goes so fast. We have so many little offers from Selena, and I had one that people have been asking. I'm going to throw it out there. It is the spirit of giving. We love to give, 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 give. So we have a workshop coming up. It's like we only do it twice a year. And if you want the $75 off the weekend workshop, DM me and we will give you the link. So it's transformational. It is not a let's work on other people. This is like, let's get real and clean you up. So we've been asked, so there you get. I would say, ask, you shall receive. Don't ask, you don't get. But everything, Selena works like I do. This is why we put this together this weekend for you guys, is that if you hear something, you got to follow through with it. And I think, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that because you're really good at listening to what spirit's telling you. You're really good at that. And I found that when I really started to listen to what spirit was telling me, life really changed. Even though people around us may not like it, it changed. And what were some of the biggest things you noticed? Because a lot of people are waiting for the big voice to come out, right? Like, hello, do this, Selena. Right. When you really started to get really reconnected again the second time around with spirit, what were the really big, clear messages that you really started to notice, whether it's about yourself or the earth or people in general?
Definitely. So one of the things actually was a trigger that happened through one of your workshops, because I just love coming to your workshops because I don't like going to workshops normally, but I enjoy coming to yours. And I remember there was a couple where it was like, I tune in and it was like, my brain was like, yeah, duh, like show up. but there was something going on inside of me where it was like, no, you can't go. And I couldn't understand. So I really had to like connect with spirit and be like, why? Like, this is ridiculous. This is like one of my favorite people. It's like, I really look at you like a mentor, and like, I love to soak up everything that you have to offer. So it just didn't make logical sense to me that spirit would not send me there. And then I had to really overcome something huge, which was that I'm still highly empathetic, and that when I'm around people during certain times who are releasing so much, and in your courses, people are releasing so much stuff because there's so much healing taking place, and transformation is like, it's almost like every second of your workshop, because you're just always moving energy, which is fantastic when I'm in my own body. But when if I'm having moments where I'm out of body, or I'm highly empathetic, then I actually come back and I think I end up transforming and purging for others. And that puts me back a few days. It puts me back in terms of, I got to take like 3 days off just to heal from the stuff other people were healing, because I was sitting beside them and or hugging them or wanting to like excessively nurture or breastfeed them or whatever I was thinking subconsciously, right? So it's just like, there's something going on there that is present that I can't show up right now. And so these are the kinds of things that'll happen. You'll be like, yeah, it's my friend's birthday party, why wouldn't I go? It's my best friend. And it's like, yeah, that's logical. But intuitively, like, are you going to actually expand your energy, or are you going to feel contracted? And that's what I always ask. Is this going to expand me or contract me? Is it going
to
expand?
And it's interesting what you say, is a lot of people, when they're ready to walk into, so there's two things. One, you're at that place now and you know that, where you don't have to take on their stuff. It's just in and out, right? So that's an old paradigm that you realize is leaving, right? So that's one misconception people have. Oh, you're going to take other people. Well, we're in a new way that you're only going to take it if you're really going to lock into that belief system. Yeah. And I saw you've actually transitioned that. Well done.
Yeah. So that's a It took a really long time.
Yeah. The other thing that I notice people have a resistance to when they're going to go, and they will have it, even I've seen it with you, with what you do, what I do, is when they're going to go into a high vibe, that dark energy that you were talking about will give you every mental reason not to make it, every mental reason. Yes. And then people go, well, it was my intuition. No, it's the dark energy that doesn't want to come out of you, and all that resistance, so you don't go. And I've heard that a lot, where people are like, I had to fight this like thing in my head. But when I got to that workshop or I got to that event, they're like, oh my God, everything changed. Like, I'm better, I'm healthier, I'm happier. And I know you see this in your own workshops. And how would you like even expand more on that to people listening? Because a lot of people don't get that. Yeah. They think that's their intuition.
Yeah. And I think that we have to be careful, because a lot of people, and I've even heard intuitives say, oh, I was guided not to do this, or I was guided. Right. And I'm like, be careful how you use the word guided there. Because as you know, as somebody who can see, sometimes I can recognize you weren't guided. Actually, that was an emotion that's left unresolved or undealt with. Right. Yeah. And so I really believe in the power of understanding emotions. That's my take on things. Well, if you don't understand the difference between anger, frustration, sadness, depression, you know, hopelessness, hopefulness, happiness, joy, all that stuff, if you don't get that, if you don't know your body enough to give you this, I'm sad right now feeling, I'm feeling like a victim right now. I don't feel like I'm deserving of this right now. If you're not connected to that 24/7, you are never going to know yourself well enough to know the difference between your ego and what spirit's trying to tell you. So my first suggestion is figure out your emotions, work with your emotions, because if you don't understand those, you can't transcend the feeling that you're getting, because you're going to think it's real and you're going to think you're guided, but that's not necessarily true.
It's so true. And for some reason, I have a really strong feeling about we're going to end up doing a workshop, you and I, on that in 2019. Awesome. Because it actually just came through.
That.
I like saw it. I'm like, oh, wow. You can
I
see
love
that.
That.
So we just,
I'm all about that.
Yeah. And this is what I love what you're saying there, because this is a really power. This will be a very powerful workshop, because when people are out of touch and or they're afraid of their emotions and they don't understand, it's exactly like what you said. You and I can see it. You're like, no, you're really resistant and in fear, but they don't want to hear it.
Right. And they're in such a dark place that they actually don't know. Like they're just, it's just so unknown to them, right? Because it's just this really, really, really dark place that it's like, I can't go there, because if I go there, I might die. Like that's almost what it feels like for people.
Yeah, they're afraid. If they have to like really feel, and you've seen that people are like, I have to feel. Oh my God, I have to feel. And you're like, yeah, you have to feel. And they're afraid, because a lot of times in spirituality as well, what do they teach? Just be happy. Let's be happy. Oh, okay. And namaste. I know. Yeah. I did a video on that. Sorry, I killed your namaste moment on my YouTube. And it was interesting. But I love when things show up with being triggered, because we've got to always, there's stuff that has to come out. There's stuff that people, and constantly, even as people that do what we do each and every day in helping others, I say to people, they're like, well, do you do your work? And I'm like, yeah, I look at things all day long. And I'm like, I'll go in like you and retreat and say, oh, I need to look at that. Oh, do I need to change that? Oh, do I, you know, I'm constantly asking myself the questions and reaching out to other people saying, do you see this? Do I need a new perspective on it?
Right.
And because a lot of times people, they just stay in such an emotional part of the body that prevents them. And to be able to reach out to someone like you or me or go to these things and say, do give me a new perspective, but be open to hearing the answer.
Yeah. Can I share one of the biggest blocks I've seen so far?
Absolutely.
So it's connecting with, and I know you talk about this as well, where it's like paradigms imposed from parents. So growing up, we're all our parents' paradigms are just basically infiltrated into us as children. We're sponges. We take everything on and we believe it to be true, right? It's like kids look at their parents like God. they're just like, everything they say is real and true. And everything they mentor or lead is true.
That is not true. Oh, sorry.
Right? Right? And then when we grow up, we hold on to those paradigms. And recently with clients, when I've been saying like, look, that's actually coming from your dad. The first thing that people do is they want to protect their families. And because they feel like it's a judgment against their father or their mother, that they actually block their own transformation in that moment. When I say, well, why don't we look at why you're attracting these kind of men? If your father was like this, it would make sense that you keep having this experience with men. And they're like, oh, well, my father has all these amazing other qualities. And it's like, well, yeah, but let's talk about how we can help you transform. And we're not placing judgment on your father. We're just being discerning and recognizing where your belief systems have reflected to you. This is how men are and this is how women are. And you're trying to override this paradigm, but you don't want to have a look at the truth.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest, I had that conversation with a client yesterday. You are so accurate. That's like a whole show right there.
And like stop protecting your mom and dad.
Yeah. You know what?
We're not judging them.
We're going to book this in again. So I think you're going to come back in November.
Awesome.
That is a whole show. And it's really important. And for some reason, Spirit's saying we need to address this before the end of the year, because the end of the year is a time that a lot of people can let this go. And when we get real, you've done it, I've done it with what we learned from our parents, letting that paradigm go. Everything in life changes. You become that complete, that innate body is your identity. You start to hold who you are, because you said it, most people don't even know who they are. They don't know. They don't even know what they like anymore. They think
they're happy. That's another thing. It's like, how do you know if you're happy if you've been in the same state for the last 20 years? You call that happy, but that's just your default state. You have something way happier that's accessible to you that you're not even aware of. And the same is true for me. Like, I think that's true for everybody, that we can always increase. We can always go up. There's no end to how much we can progress as human beings. And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, and it's beautiful. I can't believe our hour has already come to an end. So
yeah, wow.
Doing this again. It's so much fun.
It's great.
Keep that conversation going.
Yeah.
I really encourage you guys to connect with Selena, see where she is, check her out. You're going to see her on my Facebook. We are always, as always, after the show, we jump on Instagram Live at @TracyLClark_, so maybe she'll join us there. Keep the conversation going. Shift you guys, see what's going on in your world. And one more time, tell them where to find you. We will have the replay out soon, so we'll make sure everybody knows where that is. And if you guys need to, you can also, if you're not looking, go on my Facebook. She's going to put all the information on there for you as well. So where can they find you?
www.selenamoon.ca. You can Instagram me at @SelenaMoonMagic.
Perfect.
Magic triggers some people. Or you can look me up on Facebook, Selena Moon.
You can do it. Check her out. Thank you for coming. You know, I'm so glad.
Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again. I want to encourage everybody, next week we have another amazing guest, Joshua Mills, who I have his book here, Moving in Glory Realms. So if you haven't checked him out, he's a spiritual minister. He's an incredible connection to God, incredible miracle maker. He is just working through the spirit. So I encourage you to not miss that show. You'll get the replay on this. We're every week at 11 a.m. here on Tracy L. Clark. We are really stepping it up to make sure you get that change and go direct to spirit and really start to live the life you live. So thank you. Thank you, Selena. I can't wait to see you again.
It's going to be great.
Check her out.
Thanks for watching.
Bye, guys.
It's great to be here. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.